Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So, the most significant professional in my life is my sister, Sandy Tresser. She's a nurse. She's seen more, saved more lives than most doctors will ever imagine to. And that's the thing I have about nurses. They're insane. They're so special. I find them to be astounding human beings that make an insane contribution. I've been hospitalized enough to know that they end up being the most important person in your life. I find it amazing the patience and tolerance they have for life and death. They're amazing nurses, and the stress and the job responsibility and the caseload. And then during COVID, everything kind of imploded. About 23% of the nurses retired or quit. I'm serious. Legit, ma'am. And leaving behind nurses that are buried in this career that's magnificent in the lives they save. And the death they have to see and they have to live with. It's just crazy to me. They're unbelievable people. So I reached out to Mary Beth McLaughlin, who knows this and lives this and is this, because she's the chief nursing executive and vice president of patient care services at UPMC. And they made an insane commitment to bringing more nurses onto the field, in essence, and have delivered, quite frankly. And I love them for it. Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Man, Mary Beth. I've watched this stuff firsthand when I was in ICU. I've watched it when I was in the floor with nurses. That job is astoundingly important, is it not?
It is. It is so important to the welfare and care of our patients and our communities. They are extraordinary human beings, the nurses that we have.
I always write down their names and I tell some big shot. I do, because they're so amazing. And so UPMC, you saw this train coming as it was leaving the tracks, quite frankly, this dearth of nurses. And so you got a bunch of nurses going in your own programs, and you're kind of sort of seeing the bounty of that, are you not, Mary Beth?
Absolutely. Being able to grow future nurses is the most energizing thing that I get to do.
So Paul sent me this note. It's actually so cool. So you got nurses graduating from in Harrisburg, Washington, Pittsburgh, Newcastle, and Erie. Kind of explain that in the dynamic and how that's going to help us.
So we have 386 nurses graduating over the next several days at each of our schools of nursing. And you just listed where all those regions are. it is so exciting to watch new graduates walk across the stage and become nurses. It's so exciting. And we are keeping about 75% of those nurses, and hopefully more as they continue to we continue to recruit them and they sign on with us as UPMC nurses. And it's so wonderful for all these communities to see the growth of our schools of nursing.
Well, Mary Beth, you know this. This ain't easy. This job, you're kind of walking into a firestorm, and you better be ready because it's stressful, but it's also magnificent at the same time, right?
It is so rewarding. Yeah. It is. It is not an easy job because it's dealing with human lives, right, and emotions. But it is the most rewarding profession. It touches your hearts as well as your mind when you're caring for a patient. And while you're helping them through birth and through sickness and getting over sometimes really difficult illnesses, and you're helping them also sometimes at the end of their life. And it's working with them and their families. It is the most rewarding thing. I've been a nurse for 40 years, Marty, and I can't imagine. I never wanted to do anything else. And it's what I continue to want to do and just grow and give back to this great profession.
It's amazing. And you know my sister. She's been at it as long as you, and she's obsessed with saving lives. It's crazy, actually. It's amazing. Hey, this irritates me. I got this note that the Department of Education is trying to change this nurse classification from professional degree. I would say, who cares? But that's important, is it not?
It is very important because as nurses, we have to have lifelong learning.
Yep.
The medical field is changing all the time. And to be able to keep growing nurses, to be able to keep all of the schools in nursing, not just mine, but every academic partner that I have, you have to have advanced degree nurses, master's and doctorate level nurses. This prohibits them from going back, from getting student loans, from being able to go back to school. What does that mean? That means we won't be able to keep growing the pipeline.
Hold on, Mary Beth. Why the hell would they do this?
Okay, well, I'm not sure I can answer that.
Come on.
I don't quite understand that. What
so
I'm
irritating.
Energized by, though, I will say this, that 100 members of Congress just signed a letter last Friday, right, to the Department of Education, encouraging them to rethink this. And in the meantime, what I also am proud to be able to say is that at UPMC, we see nursing as a serious profession.
Oh, yeah.
We respect their skills, their talents, the very great expertise that they bring to patient care at UPMC. And at UPMC, we have tuition reimbursement that allows nurses to be able to go back to school, to get your advanced degrees, to be able to continue on your journey of lifelong learning. And so I'm proud to be able to say we do that at UPMC. And I hope and pray that there will be a reconsideration
That's ignorant.
Right. It needs to change.
You're not going to say it. They're jag-offs. You don't have to say that, Mary Beth. Mary Beth McLaughlin, the Chief Nursing Exec and VP of Patient Care at UPMC. So people understand, this isn't just a name game. This screws them on loans, does it not?
It does. And, you know, the other thing that we're doing at UPMC right now to help, right, and to recognize the importance of compensation for these nurses. Last year we committed $23 million in increases to our nurses, right?
Yeah.
If you remember, I was on your show.
Absolutely.
Well, I am happy and proud to say I just announced this afternoon that we are again investing in another $23 million in pay increases to our inpatient and specialty non-union nurses at UPMC. And I'm very proud to be able to say that. And that, again, is going to continue to help them to do what they do best, taking care of patients, and also continue through all the benefits and rewards that we offer at UPMC to keep growing and developing.
Let me tell you how nurses like you become role models. So my sister has two daughters, both of them ER nurses. One of them right now is in school at Pitt to become a nurse anesthetist, has straight A's. And her dream is, okay, I save lives as a nurse. Let me do more with this advanced degree. And that is the love and kindness and the payoff of nursing, is it not?
It absolutely is. And kudos to your sister, who's growing two more nurses, because there's better than passing it on.
You know what? It's kind of, I tell her this. You should be... I get emotional talking about it. When you know that your kids want to be you, you know you did something right, Mary Beth. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm proud to say I'm the mom of a nurse. And
see,
so
see what I'm saying,
I wholeheartedly
sister?
Agree.
It's when the kids say, screw you, Dad, I hate radio and television. You know, something went wrong. No, they just don't like getting yelled at. Mary Beth, I'm a big fan, as you know, because you live it and you get it. And I love the fact that we got 400 more nurses that are bringing it. Thanks, Mary Beth.
Thank you so much. And have a great day and holiday.
They're the most significant people I ever engaged when I was sick as hell. And I had robotic surgery for my cancer. I had chemo and radiation. And the folks that love you most are the nurses. They're amazing.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Only because I live this, because my sister is a nurse, Sandy Tresser, and both of her daughters, Sarah and Anna. My brother's daughter, Caroline Griffin's a nurse. Seriously. It's an avocation, man. if you don't want to save lives and live under this blanket of stress, because it's stressful, man. Because what's happened is, because there's a dearth of nurses, thus the programs that they're cranking out new nurses, they have crazy hours, they have crazy patient load. It's changed dramatically. And if you've ever been in the hospital, I have been a lot, man, they do crazy stuff that they have to do. And they're in your room all the time. They do everything for you, man. And I mean, they get punched and kicked and never maliciously or intentionally, but you got patients, man. They have to lift people that are 300 pounds up. People poop the bed. They got to clean that up. I'm just keeping it real, man. They get patients who are psychotic, drug addicted and withdrawal. They get families. Man, I know nurses that, so they're in a transplant unit. And what happens is you fall in love with the family because they're there for six friggin' weeks, man. And then the kid dies. And then everyone's jacked. I love them. Obviously, you can tell my bias. In fact, it's so difficult for me to talk about these days because my sister Sandy is right now with my sister Barb. And, you know, ultimately, as a nurse, you want to take care of the people you love, and she wants to, but she's in Wheeling right now, and my sister's dying and could die this hour, and they're just keeping her comfortable with them. Medication and painkillers. And ultimately, the calling is the calling to be a nurse. But ultimately, you don't want to have to take care of your sister. I'm not saying that my sister, Sandy, takes on this responsibility. She becomes that in our family. But ultimately, the sadness of taking care of your sister while she's dying is not the easiest job in the world. And it's something that you do because she has to. It's her avocation. It's her fulfillment of life. And her daughters are the same way. And they'll all be there. And we'll all be there with my sister tonight in Wheeling. But back to my point before I become a idiot. It's a hell of a thing what they do. And if you're in the hospital, you see it, man. They're amazing people. How they want to take care of you. I have so many times, because I end up knowing folks at UPMC, obviously, in high places, I send them notes, the name of a nurse. I say, that woman's amazing. Who the hell is she? You need to promote her. And regarding my sister's daughter, who's now in the nurse anesthetist program at Pitt, it's the hardest program in America to get into. They take thousands of applications and get a handful of students, and she got straight A's. Her first year. And to get that job done, you have to drop out. You have to quit nursing for 3 years. No pay. That's how much she wants it. How about that? So anyway, I appreciate UPMC for putting on Mary Beth. The reason why I like Mary Beth is because she lives it and did it. She's a hell of a nurse with a hell of a rep. And they're amazing people. And regarding my sister, I don't know what to say about it. I'm not saying much because I end up acting like a moron on the air, and you folks deserve better. But my God bless my sister Sandy, who's there right now watching her sister die and keeping her comfortable. All right. Oh, man, Benny, I got to hear what's up, man? You're a veteran. Come on, jump in here, please, brother.
I wanted to talk. I understand you're going to be talking to Mr. DeLuzio today.
Yes, in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
You want to call back when he's on?
With his office.
Hold
about
on.
This.
You want to call back when he's on?
No. Oh. No point. I tried to get a hold of him before. It didn't work.
Oh. Well, he's a good man. What do you need?
He's a good man. I think a lot of him.
Yeah.
Just getting through past his gatekeepers is hard.
Okay. I'll tell you what, hold on, man. Benny, I'm going to put you on hold. Paul, my man Trevor's going to give you my email. You send me an email, I'll get it to him. You understand? I will. I promise. Hook him up, please. Get Marty at kdkradio.com. Get Marty at kdkradio.com. We will hook Benny up, I promise you, with the congressman who will be live here in about 15 minutes.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So my both my kids, my girls go to Pitt. They love it. They're both 4.0 students. Yes, I brag about my kids working hard and getting straight A's. If you don't like it, Mr. Rogers is on reruns on YouTube. And they work hard at it. A lot of these girls, their second year, they move out of the dorms. They get in a sorority. In the second year, they have all their sororities. I didn't know this about Pitt. Like at Southern schools, and I lived in the South, they have insane sororities. They're gorgeous buildings. They're mansions. Their videos have gone pretty viral recently. Gorgeous girls. They do all these dances at Georgia and Texas. Beautiful stuff. Pitt doesn't do that, which is fine. Penn State does somewhat, but not like the Southern schools. In Pitt, like your second year, you're in the sorority, but it's in a dorm. Actually, there's like 8 floors of sororities, and they're actually beautiful. Third year, which is where Sophia is, they live in these dumpy houses off campus, and I mean dumpy. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I know Oakland. I went Central Catholic. I know this stuff. They're dumpy. They're nasty. Half of them are dangerous. Now my daughter lives in one that is not dangerous. It's an old beat-up house. It's 105 years old. It's old, man. It sucks in my world. In her world, in the it's clean. It is. It's safe. It's fine. They have mice. Yeah. And we tried all this crap. The glue, they stick in the glue. They killed a couple of them. I'm going to make a point here in a second. And then they tied traps. The mice are too small. And let me tell you this, I hate them. Hate them. Some people are like, oh, I don't mind. I do mind a lot. I find them to be disgusting. And then it gets grosser, if it could. Here's where I get annoyed. And I don't call people and yell at them. I just don't. I use lawyers. I learned a long time ago, a good demand letter from a lawyer, a professional, can make much more of a difference than me yelling at them. So I don't do that. I just don't. So she has 8 roommates. The damn mice, and I know you're going to laugh about this, but it's disgusting. They're eating their underwear, the mice. They crawl into the one girl's backpack and ate her protein bars, which is disgusting. This friggin' landlord starts, and I think he thinks he can bully these girls. He lives in Florida, so he's absentee jagoff, and says, I've done everything I can. You have garbage you left in the house. Go to hell. Find me a house in America that has no garbage in it, jagoff. I get so irritated when the big guy, probably owns 1,000 properties, decides I am messing with those mice. It's so hard not to be the angry father. Hey, buddy. So what you have to do, just for a guy who owns these properties out of state, and let me tell you this, if it was one of my boys that own real estate in Pittsburgh, the problem would have been solved of the mice. And here's what happens with mice. Only because I know a couple of exterminators. What are those guys called? The critter guys, Patrick. What are they called? They're wonderful. They got rid of...
Critter control.
Critter control. Really cool guys. Really good at extermination. Getting rid of... They got rid of, what was it? Squirrels in that woman's roof for us? They were wonderful.
She had squirrels, raccoons. Yeah, yeah, there, there were lots of critters dancing around her attic.
They're wonderful guys. And my man said, yeah, I'll fix it, but this clown won't pay for it. That ain't happening. And here's my problem with this, with mice. And this is from experts. What happens is they come from the outside, and these old houses have more holes in them than Swiss cheese. Get the reference? Mice, Swiss cheese, get it? And then they go running around in the house. They're nasty. I don't care if you think they're cute. They're disgusting. And then you find out that they're eating the underwear of these poor girls that are living in this house. That's gross as hell. I'm the kind of guy, I'd want to move out of the house, burn it down. But what you have to do, I would never do that. What you have to do is hire a friggin' professional exterminator, not the handyman to put down a trap and say, took care of it, boss. Huh? Here's where I get irritated. The only way to get this done is to block off the entry points, put a bunch of traps down, the glue traps I'm told work best, and kill them all. And then don't let new ones in. But instead, this jagoff says, oh, you're dirty. I'm dirty. What did I do? You left a backpack on the floor with protein bars in it. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I guess I should put my protein bars up higher in our house in Mount Lebanon. You left garbage in a can. Oh, I didn't know that. I guess I should have not have any garbage in the house anywhere in Mount Lebanon. Stop with the lying. Stop trying to bully students at Pitt. I can't stand when the big, bad, rich guy in Florida, the absentee landlord, tries to scare teenage girls into paying for an exterminator. I promise you my man's going to pay, because here's what's going to happen. We will get a lawyer to send him a demand letter. And then what we'll do is we will move their rent into escrow, which is the way you have to do it. And we will withhold his rent payment until he gets rid of the damn mice. How about that? How about that? Yeah, I'm angry about it. I'm angry because I can't stand when the big bad wolf tries to intimidate younger folks. We're all freaked out because now they're thinking, what if he kicks us out of the house? All day long, people get stepped on and jacked with and pushed around. It ain't happening this time. Yeah, I'm irritated because it's my daughter. Yeah, I'm irritated as hell. I am. I'm irritated as hell about the mice in their underwear. I am. The first time she tells you, it's kind of funny. The fourth time, I'm now hacked off. I ain't calling the guy and yelling. I'm not. I'm going to get a big shot to send him a nice letter about what we're going to do unless he gets rid of the damn mice. And I got the critter control people. They're ready to go. But I'm not asking them to do it for free. Hell with that. They got bills too. My deal with people is you got to take responsibility, man. That's all. They have a captive audience in Oakland. So they leave these slummy buildings up and they get insane rent because they can. Because now Pitt has a record number of students and the kids have nowhere to live. It's the truth. And so now they're charging, I don't know, $1,000 a semester for a dump. And they got 10 girls in there. Do the math, chief. Fix the problem or we'll see you in court. I mean that in the nicest way. I promise you, those mice will be taken care of. I promise you. It's the only way sometimes, the right way. If you don't want to act like an adult, we'll make you act like an adult. mice, man. We got Congressman DeLuzio calling us in a minute. We're going to raise hell about this bill to cut all these folks helping veterans. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Marty. Listen, my daughter went to Carlo and lived in a townhouse on Chesterfield Street.
Know exactly where you're at.
And it was pretty nice, but it was basically one of those, you know, 100-plus-year-old houses.
My daughter's house, that, yes. 105 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, basically they put lipstick on a pig.
They do, sir.
And I'm telling you, I went through this, and what you just talked about after I heard you was put the rent in escrow.
Yep.
And you're still paying it.
Yep.
And it's there.
No, that's the law. We're going to follow the law. I'm not going to call the guy and say I'm not going to pay you. We're going to follow the law, but he's going to get rid of the mice, believe me, or he won't end up in court, and we'll win.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean,
absentee landlord.
Everybody has garbage in a garbage can in your kitchen.
How about, protein bars? Protein bars in a backpack. Oh, okay.
Well, okay, but the worst is they're going in the drawers and eating the girls' underwear.
It's disgusting.
Seriously?
It's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
You got to throw everything away. You're right, sir. It's disgusting. At first, you're kind of like, oh, that's kind of weird. You know, you make the jokes, perverted mouse, that kind of thing. It's not funny. It's gross. Well, why the hell would you want to wear any of your clothes? Huh? Huh? I want to punch someone. I won't. I learned, and anyone that listens to this show knows, here's what we do. We have a platform. It's a big hammer. We fill the platform with carpenters who have hammers, and we use them to nail people. How about that metaphor for the day? It's just irritating as hell. At the end of the day, folks, we want our kids to be independent, but ask any parent. My kids, I asked my parents for help till the day they died. And I was, 55. Okay? I'm hoping I can help my kids even longer. That's why we're here. And when some bully from Florida, who probably owns 1,000 homes, and he's on the beach with his toes in the water. There we go. Grab him real quick. Hurry. Thanks, buddy. Congressman DeLuzio, who really gives a damn about veterans, I sent him this memo last night. Good afternoon, Congressman. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
So had a woman, so they're laying off all these people at the VA. They said, no problem. It's going to affect services. So I had a woman who called because of these cuts. Her brother will not get transportation for treatment anymore. Because of these cuts, her brother will not get medication delivered to him anymore at his house. And they say these cuts are inconsequential, sir. How do you react?
Yeah, that's horrible. And let's start with the basic thing here, Marty. You ask people in Western Pennsylvania, Democrat, Republican, you name it, should we make sure the VA is staffed and funded to take care of veterans who've earned their care? They'll tell you absolutely. So let's start with that. Those are the values, I think, of our place that we call home. And what do we have here? I've seen internal documents. Yep. I've seen the reporting calling for nearly 35,000 positions across the country, healthcare positions of VA.
Yep.
At Pittsburgh, nearly 500.
Yep.
I'm going to read you a line from the internal document that I've seen in Pittsburgh. And I'm quoting here. It was determined that it will be impossible to continue all services with this reduction in headcount.
I read that verbatim. I sent that memo to your people.
I know.
I went through the roof on that, Chris, and I knew you would too.
This to me, number one, I think it's violating the sacred obligation that our country has to take care of veterans who have medical needs from our service. And two, this, and I've been talking about this for a while now, this is part of this privatization push.
Yep.
That Secretary Collins and the Trump administration are doing to the VA. They want to gut from the inside the VA, push people out in town. And I'm sure your listeners know there's not some surplus of doctors and nurses out in town to deal with veteran-specific issues for healthcare.
Jagoffs. My words, not Chris's.
I'll say it. Jagoffs. Marty, that's it.
That's what they are. They're jagoffs. And you know, Chris, woman called me crying. Her brother needs someone to pick him up and drive him to get surgery. They literally told him yesterday, if you need surgery and you can't drive yourself, we're canceling the surgery, sir. Tell that to a 90-year-old veteran, sir. Tell them.
Terrible. And look, to me, this is also going to contribute to this problem that we've already seen over the last year. Wait times for veterans have gotten worse because of these hiring freezes, the firings, eliminating probationary employees. So they're making veterans wait longer, telling them, well, your only option is to go out in town. And if you're a rural veteran, you don't have,
you have no
a bunch
option.
Of doctors and nurses out there to take care of you.
Right. It's a screw job, man.
I don't get it. And look, I guess I'll say this. You got veterans listening, relatives of veterans. We're not taking the sitting down. We're going to fight against this. I think people ought to be fired up that this is not what we expect out of our government. I don't care your politics. Nothing is set in stone here, and the VA does not need to do this. The Trump administration does not need to do this. They should be hearing from folks.
Here's what irritates me. This crap about Hank Seth, like he's some big badass, like we're building this monster military. Okay, man, but you're screwing veterans. You're screwing them, aren't they, Chris?
I don't think if it's that controversial in Pennsylvania or Western Pennsylvania to say our VA should be funded and staffed to get the care that that veterans have earned. And that's what it is, right? This is no handout. This is earned health care and earned benefits. And I just think this is dumb. It's dangerous. It's reckless to try to gut the VA from the inside, push people out in town to, frankly, into privatized care. So I expect us to push back and push back strong. And I think Secretary Collins has some explaining to do, because I heard this guy for months when I was raising the alarm say, no, there won't be any cuts to healthcare positions
same,
and doctors and nurses.
Same.
He's got some explaining to do.
Liars. Congressman, I love you, man. I love your spirit. Truth to power, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for shining a spotlight here.
We're in, man. All in. It's ignorant. I usually don't take sides politically. This is Republicans. This is Trump doing this crap. It is. Prove me wrong. Legit. Prove me wrong. For all the veterans out there, you're about to get screwed by your hero, Trump. It's ignorant, man. Ignorant. There are these folks, these veterans, that now don't know how the hell they're going to get to treatment. And this crap about let's privatize them, where are they going? What line are they getting into at what hospital? Huh? I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.